This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The Pulitzer Prizes honoring excellence in journalism were handed out this week, including the Public Service Award to The Washington Post and The Guardian for their coverage of Edward Snowden and the NSA documents he leaked.
The Snowden coverage is receiving the highest prize of the Pulitzers, which is the Public Service Award. That's a very important term, public service. Clearly, the people who select these stories for prizes believe that what Snowden did and what these reporters did was a public service.
Is Brian Stetler of CNN right? Did the Pulitzer Committee send a message to Snowden critics that he's not a traitor, but a public servant? Here to talk about that and more Pulitzer Prize debates is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
So, Kelly, what's your take on the Washington Post and the Guardian winning a Pulitzer for their Snowden coverage? I mean, the guy's still a fugitive from the law.
Yeah, but the journalism that he contributed to was pretty significant journalism, and I think the Pulitzer Board wanted to acknowledge that. This journalism is comparable to the 1972 Pulitzer Prize, which was awarded to the Pentagon Papers and the New York Times for that piece of journalism. And that was equally controversial, and back then the Pulitzer Board actually issued a letter that said something like, hey, we're not so sure about this, but it was good journalism. I think you fast forward 40 years and this Pulitzer jury was convinced that this journalism will go down in history as significant.
So why didn't the Pulitzer committee send out a letter concerning the Snowden case?
Well, I think the committee is fairly confident that the reporters who handled the Snowden information were not guilty of any crimes, and so they're not worried about any illegality, although people have suggested that by receiving stolen information, you're guilty of a crime.
Kelly, there was also a bit of a dust-up this year over not awarding a Pulitzer in feature writing. There were no newspaper features that were Pulitzer Prize worthy? That's hard to believe.
Yeah, that's a head-scratcher. And let me disclose that I have been a member of the jury pool that surfaces the nominations, the three finalists in the feature category. And we never had a problem coming up with three good ones. Our problem was always limiting it to three.
And finally, Kelly, ABC is mad because the Center for Public Integrity won a Pulitzer for a story that ABC was involved in reporting but did not get any Pulitzer love. There is a Broadcaster's Award, the Peabody. Why doesn't ABC just enter that?
Well, you know, they probably will, but I think the Pulitzer of all of these prizes is the first among equals. It's the one that the public is most familiar with. The reality is they're not even eligible on their own to get a Pulitzer. The rules specifically forbid broadcast and magazine entities from being the sole entry on a Pulitzer.
Isn't that a little outdated at this point?
You know, I think it is because everybody has a website. Everybody produces text. I'm not sure the Pulitzer Prizes are going to be able to sustain these distinctions for much longer because everything is so fuzzy these days.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Any Pulitzer Prize winner we all ought to be looking at?
Well, our local newspaper, the Tampa Bay Times, won a Pulitzer from some investigative reporting. I thought that was very good. And I also really like the Washington Post package on food stamps, which was awarded a Pulitzer Prize for explanatory reporting.